Please sit down and let's pray. Father God, thank you that you've spoken to us through the Bible. Please help us to understand what you've said and to live in the light of what you're saying to us. For Jesus' sake, amen. Well, who's been watching the Olympics on TV? Most of us have. It was fantastic last night, wasn't it? Has anyone been to the Olympic Park or been to watch any of the other Olympic events live? Yeah, quite a lot of people. And who saw the torch when it came through Crowborough? Yeah. Now, we've been thinking a lot about Olympics at the moment. And when we had our Bible reading this morning, which was up on the screen, and Helen, it'd be really helpful if we could have, I know it's on two or three screens, but if you could try and show the relevant bits at the appropriate times, that would be brilliant. Thank you. So that's exactly the right bit to be showing now. Thank you very much. The Christian life is a bit like the Olympics in some ways. And the goal, which our Bible reading was talking about, a goal for an Olympic athlete, there are lots of people who've been training every day for the last 4 years towards one goal because they want to get a medal. And for some people, a small number, that is a gold medal. And that's their goal that they're aiming everything for, that they're really straining for, and their whole life has been organized around for the last 4 years. Well, in the Christian life, what's our goal? It's not to get a medal, but looking at those words, all I want is to know Christ. So our goal as Christians is to know Jesus. And then it talks about becoming like him. And the bit that we might find quite uncomfortable, which is actually carved in the wall up here, to know his sufferings and his resurrection. And so we're looking forward to that goal in the end. Verse 11, if I have those things, then I have hope that I myself will be raised from death. And so our goal is to meet Jesus after we die, or if he comes again before we die, and so to be with him forever. And that's our great goal. And the question is, how do we keep going to the gold medal and not drop out and miss out on this goal of being with Jesus and knowing him? Well, we're going to have a race now to help us think about that. And so I've got a finishing tape. We're going to have the finishing line over here. And we're going to need to clear some space. If we could just move this, because this is going to be the running track down here. I need one volunteer. Harry Frith, your hand was first up. Well done. It's going to be you against me. I don't know. I think I can beat you. Graham, would you hold one end of the finishing tape? Harry, come through this side. And let's... is it Dominic?
Yeah.
Dominic could hold the other end. Take it off the reel as well, so that it, for health and safety reasons. Let's come to the back. I need to put my Bible down, because that's going to slow me down. Leave that there. Now, let's start here on the baptistry. And if everybody could say, on your marks, get set, go, then we'll know when to start. Are you ready?
Yes.
You know where the finishing line is?
Yes.
Right. Well done, Harry. I thought I had that one. I was in front, wasn't I? And why didn't I win? Because I eased up before I got to the finishing line. And that's the first thing we need to learn and remember about the Christian life. Don't ease up before the finish. Look at verse 12, if we've got that on, or can have that on the screen. I don't mean that I'm already as God wants me to be. I've not yet reached that goal. If anyone thinks they're fully trained, then they probably won't be as good at their job as if they are still learning and training. And if as Christians we think that we're already perfect, then we won't be making progress in the Christian life. We're not already perfect. We're still learning and growing. And that's what Paul says in verse 12. I've not yet reached that goal, but I continue trying to reach it and to make it mine. Christ wants me to do that. And in verse 13, brothers, I know that I've not yet reached that goal. So don't ease up before the finish. And that's something for Finley and Mason to remember. So we've given thanks to God for them this morning, and they're starting out on their life. If they're going to live a life knowing Jesus and going towards the goal of being with Jesus and becoming like him, it needs to keep going right through life. Now, another lesson. We need another race. So I need another volunteer. Yes, it's Oscar. Better take my jacket off now. Right. Okay, can we have the finishing tape up in the same place? We'll do the same. I'm going to keep working on this distance, I think. Okay, and if the congregation could start us in the same way. Oh, well done, Oscar. Good running, Oscar. Shake my hand. Now, why didn't I win that one? I was running backwards. You can't run, you can't win a race running backwards, can you? Well, the Bible tells us don't look back. Look at verse 13. Brothers, I know that I've not yet reached that goal, but there's one thing I always do. I forget the things that are past. I try as hard as I can to reach the goal that's before me. Sometimes we might be tempted to live in the past and as Christians to rely on past triumphs in our lives. We might think back to a time when we were really keenly serving Jesus or when we were learning a lot and growing in knowing him. And it's particularly a temptation for us, I think, as we grow old. As we grow older, I heard it said recently that we tend to join the when I tribe. Have you heard about that? So you're always saying, when I was a student, or when I had young children, or when I was leading a Bible study, or when I was doing this. And we're living in the past and thinking about when I was going on with Jesus. But Paul tells us what he was doing as a man growing older in following Jesus was not looking back and living in the past. And there was lots in his life to look back on, but looking at the goal and going forwards to be with Jesus. So what's the name of the Olympic medalist who's 36 and she got 3 silvers in the last 3 Olympics? Catherine Granger. And I heard it said that at age 36, most Olympic athletes would only be looking one way. They'd be looking back over their career. But what did she do? She kept going, looking forward. Well, I suppose if you're rowing, you're looking back, aren't you? But she she kept going, not looking back in time over her career, but got the gold. So don't look back. And don't give up when things go wrong. Who's seen the film Chariots of Fire? And Eric Liddell, one of the incidents in that film is that he was in a 400-meter race when he got tripped up and he stumbled and he got 20 meters behind the front runners. So you might think he's out of that race, but he didn't give up. He got up and carried on, made the ground, and ended up coming first in that race. And in our Christian lives, sometimes we might get tripped up. We might think, I've failed God. I've let other people down. I've sinned. I've done something very wrong. Or people have hurt me. And the church has upset me. I'm not going to go back to that church. And again, it's looking back. But what Paul says is, I forget the things that are past. And we're able to forget the past because we know that Jesus brings us forgiveness and healing. So if we've done something wrong or if somebody's hurt us, we can hand those things over to Jesus and put them behind us, not keep thinking about that, but keep running forward to the goal of knowing Jesus, being like him and being with him. And another thing in verse 14, I keep trying to reach the goal and get the prize. Now, for this point, we're going to have a game of badminton. So who'd like to play me at badminton? Come on then, Elliot. And you've got a broken arm, but it's your left arm, so you can still compete at Olympic level with your right hand. And can I have two volunteers, please, to be the net? One, two. So if you could come and hold the net, one at each end of the net. Hold it up nice and high, like a badminton net. That's right. And shuttlecock. Here we are. Are you good at badminton, Elliot? I'm going to serve. Here we go then. Highly competitive game of badminton. It'd be interesting to see, as this game progresses, to see the audience reaction. Yeah. Now, here we go, another serve. Yeah. Hold the net up still. Keep holding it up. Now, I think it's reminding people, thank you, volunteers, you can go back to your places, of what happened last week in the Olympics, that some of the badminton players reckon they could do better by losing a game, and so they were deliberately serving out and not trying hard to win, which was against the Olympic spirit and very disappointing. And in the Christian life, there are no shortcuts to becoming like Jesus and going to be with him. Paul says, I keep trying, verse 14, to reach the goal and get the prize. So we need to be disciplined. Reading our Bibles every day is really going to help us in growing to be like Jesus and getting to know him. And that can be hard. And so we might feel like watching TV, and it might be hard to turn the TV off and get our Bible out. But if we're going to follow Paul's example and be serious about reaching this goal of being with Jesus, we want to be ready to meet him, then it needs discipline and there are no shortcuts. So keep trying. So don't ease up before the finish. Don't look back. Don't give up when things go wrong. Keep trying. And finally, remember why the prize is yours. When you see an Olympic gold medal winner, they're so proud, rightly, aren't they, of their medal. And it was wonderful last night to see those British athletes with their gold medals. And we might say they really deserve the medal. They've worked hard and they're talented people. And they competed well, and they deserve their medal. Well, it's a bit different with our prize, our goal, in knowing Christ. Look at verse 14. I keep trying to reach the goal and get the prize. That prize is mine because God called me through Christ to the life above. Not because I deserved it or because I've worked hard, but because of what God has done. God called me through Jesus, and Jesus has done what's needed to get me the prize. And I don't get the prize and go to be with Jesus forever because I deserve it. It's because of what Jesus has done for me. It's his amazing grace. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you have done for us. And thank you, because of that, for what is ahead of us, the goal that we're straining towards. Please help us to keep our eyes fixed on that and to keep working hard through our whole lives to reach the goal of knowing you and being like you, ready for when you return. Amen.